Welcome to Season 5 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Blake Ramsey, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. I'm your host, Blake Ramsey, and this week we caught up with Bo Peterson following her big win at the Days of 47 Rodeo in Salt Lake City, Utah. We talked a little bit about what that win felt like, her horsepower, and how she balanced going back and forth from Utah to Cheyenne, how she picks what rodeo she goes to, and what the rest of her summer looks like. So without further ado, let's get into it. This episode is presented by Fastback Ropes. A longtime supporter of the Breakaway Roping Journal, Fastback takes pride in building quality ropes that offer durability, performance, and consistency ropers can rely on.
All right, Miss Bo, you had a pretty big weekend and week altogether. You won Salt Lake, took home the gold, and made the finals in Cheyenne. Tell me a little bit about this Utah setup as a whole. All of the Pioneer Week rodeos, including Salt Lake. What's it like to be out there at those rodeos?
That's a huge week of rodeos for us. You know, those three rodeos, Spanish Fork, Ogden, and Salt Lake, they're all within a couple hours of each other, and I mean, they pay out great. They've got a lot of money added to them, so that's a huge week, and that's a week everyone looks forward to. You know, I think you could ask 9 out of 10 people and they're going to say that they like that week better than the 4th of July. Just there's a lot of great money in you know, just a small radius that, you know, you got to drive to win some good money at those. And they're two headers, you know, Spanish and Ogden are both two headers and an average. So that's also another factor that, you know, most people really like rather than a one header. And then Salt Lake, it's a different kind of setup. You know, you have your sets and they take two in the average out of each set. I like that format that they have. I think it's, you know, you're roping against, what is it, eight competitors in your set. And I mean, it's tough to advance out of your set, but, it's a really unique setup over there and then clean slate in the finals. So, you know, that's the best one of the week for sure. So I'm glad that that's the one that decided to go my way. But, no, that's just a great week of rodeos for sure.
Yes, ma'am. Salt Lake used to not be the Days of 47, wasn't always a WPRA PRCA rodeo. So are you glad that that money counts towards those standings now?
For sure. I've never had any luck over there, but yeah, I'm dang sure happy this year that it counts towards the standings.
Yes.
I was needing that one in a bad way.
So it is a big week, and there is a lot of money over there out west, but it's also a big week kind of in central United States. You have Cheyenne and Deadwood, and then last week also there was a bunch of Prairie Circuit rodeos. So when you're mm-hmm. deciding what to do, whether you go to your circuit rodeos or you go out west, how do you make those decisions?
Oh yeah, it's hard. You definitely want to go where the money's at for sure. I've kind of marked off my circuit rodeos. You know, they're just, especially with a 80 rodeo count, I definitely don't prioritize them, I guess I should say, just because the added money is not as high as, you know, some of these other rodeos that you can hit while you're rodeoing out here, you know, especially in the Northwest and stuff. And then, yeah, Cheyenne, obviously you're going to put your name down there. Deadwood, we didn't even get to go to that one just because of how we were up at the other rodeos. That's a really good one, but yeah, we didn't get to go over there. But yeah, no, it's a huge week for sure. Lots of rodeos going on and lots of options. You definitely kind of got to pick and choose what route you're wanting to go and hopefully, you know, make it the best you can.
What decisions do you factor when you're picking where you want to go and not on a week like that?
Yeah, like added money is definitely the number one and what's it going to pay. You know, we definitely like to prioritize two headers over one header or so, you know. But yeah, and then what makes the most sense driving wise, logistically, you know, the route we're going and what we can make without just absolutely killing ourselves on driving, you know, all-nighters and all that kind of stuff.
Let's go in more depth on Salt Lake, because you came out of your bracket, your group, leading the average for that group, and you went into the finals and smoked a run, went for the gold and an additional 18 grand. Tell me about that setup and what horse you were riding out there.
Yeah, so I kind of got pretty lucky at Salt Lake. It was just kind of my time, I guess. My first run that I made, I was 2-2 on it, and I mean, I should have missed the calf. I kind of missed it on him, and it, by the grace of God, went on. And then I came back and made a good run in the performance. And then me and Laramie Jackson actually tied for the average. And I think had anyone else been faster than us in the average, she would have won the tiebreaker there, and I wouldn't have even advanced. So it kind of all fell together as it should, I guess. And I'm just thankful it went in my favor. But, yeah, they took two out of each bracket and then clean slate in the finals. And they, you know, our directors picked a great set of calves in the finals. It was an even set. I felt like everyone kind of had a chance, and it just, yeah, so happened to, it just worked out for me, I guess. I don't know. I knew that, you know, the calves were great, and I mean, it's a great set of ropers no matter where you go, but especially there that night. And so I definitely couldn't safety up or back off at all. So I just tried to go make my run and see where it left us, but it worked out. As far as the horse, I'm riding, his name's Richard. He's a 12-year-old gelding. I just got him this spring, actually. It was Peyton Bray's calf horse. But yeah, I transitioned on him after my first round at Reno and stayed on him ever since then. I've been kind of struggling with my roan a little bit. He got EPM this winter, got him treated, everything, thought he was good to go, and then started hauling him, and he kind of went downhill and hasn't been working like I was used to and like he did last summer. So kind of trying to get him lined back out, but super thankful that I got this horse, and he's, I mean, he just is easy. He's the same trip every time, honest. And I just feel like every run together, him and I are just getting more on the same page and clicking. And he's, I'm just thankful to have him and excited to see what the future might hold.
Yeah, I knew that you rode him at Cheyenne, but I didn't know if that was who you rode at Salt Lake. Chelsea, yep, and I were at Reno, and we looked over at each other, and we said, is that Peyton's calf horse? Sure, we're going to have to call her. So, yeah, it is, it turns out.
Yep, it is. Yeah, I've been on him ever since the first round at Reno. I haven't got off him. And, yeah, I mean, no matter what setup you throw at him, he's ready for it. He's just broke and willing, and yeah, he's just made it pretty simple on me and allowed me to get some confidence back in my roping for sure.
Yeah, I was looking at his papers, and he, A&C Racing and Rope Horses bred him, and they always have nice horses come out of their program. So it's awesome to see that come, you know, and him bring you so much success. How many times did you go back and forth from Utah to Cheyenne?
We actually got up really good, and so we started out at Spanish Fork the 20th, went to Ogden the 21st, and then we went to Cheyenne the 22nd, the semifinals were the 23rd, then we went to Salt Lake the 24th, the finals at Salt Lake were the 25th, and then we ran over to Cheyenne the 26th for the finals over there. So we really got up better than most and didn't have to just burn up the roads too much, but yeah, that was what our schedule looked like.
Yeah, take me through the driving. You know, you just go and you win a bunch of money and you had a great run, and now you have to hop in the pickup and just drive all night to Cheyenne. What how many hours of sleep did you actually get before you were up in the matinee finals in Cheyenne?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a great traveling partner, and so we were leaving Salt Lake, and she jumped in the driver's seat, and she drove us to Rawlins, which is about 4 hours from Salt Lake. We got there about 3 o'clock in the morning, slept for like 5 hours, and then we got up and headed to Cheyenne from there. But it wasn't too terribly bad for me. I kind of got to lay in the back seat on the way to Cheyenne and kind of rest up a little bit after Salt Lake. But no, she definitely was taking one for the team there. But no, it wasn't too bad at all. I can't complain on that drive.
Yeah, shout out Maddie.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you keep Richard feeling fresh when you're, going up and down the road like that? And how do you know if he needs a break or if it's okay to keep pushing?
Well, I think I've gotten pretty fortunate with him. He was a calf horse before he was a breakaway horse, and so I think he loves life as a breakaway horse. So things are pretty easy for him right now, and so I think he's just excited to keep going at him. And he's been easy. I've practiced on him only a couple times since we've been out here, and he stays working, and I think he truly loves his job and has a lot of confidence right now. He's been pretty easy keeping on the road and keeping him working. He just, I think, truly loves his job right now. But I wouldn't say I do anything special or anything as far as keeping him working. He gets alfalfa, and I think that's keeping him fresh enough, and I think he's ready for the next 2 months for sure.
This episode is presented by Fastback Ropes. A longtime supporter of the Breakaway Roping Journal, Fastback takes pride in building quality ropes that offer the durability, performance, and consistency ropers can rely on. With a commitment to craftsmanship, innovation, and customer satisfaction, Fastback continues to create products designed to bring value both in and out of the arena. Visit fastbackropes.com to shop ropes and gear, find a retailer, or download the latest catalog.
All right, let's get into your mindset. Back to Salt Lake, you said, you know it was a tough group of girls, but also a good set of calves. You have a lot of confidence in your abilities and your horse's ability. But like, what goes through your head when you're backing in for that much money? Did you know like what you had to be, or tell me about the mindset of it?
Well, I've struggled ever since I left the house in June. June 6th actually is when we left, and I mean I haven't been winning or getting anything accomplished, and so it's been rough on me out here. And so I've been trying to stay positive, and Maddie's been winning and doing great, and so I've been trying to ride off, her energy and keep pumping her up and, just try to get on that same page as her. So that's awesome that she's been winning, and so that's been great to be surrounded by that. I've just been waiting on the tides to kind of turn. So I, mindset wise, I've probably been struggling a little bit, and so getting to Salt Lake and just getting two of them down and getting to the finals, that was a huge feat for me. I was gonna be pumped, whether I won first, second, or third there, just won a decent check, just because I was needing something to get the ball rolling. But as far as the finals, I was just trying to kind of keep doing what I was doing the night before in my set in that perf where I was a 2-1, I think. I was just trying to make that same run again because things felt good again. I felt confident in that run. I felt confident in my horse, and things just felt right. And so I just was trying to mimic everything I did that night before in the finals. And it just worked out. I knew I had a great calf. And so I tried to just kind of go simplify things and just know that if I just kind of went back to the basics, things were going to work out, and trusted that it was God's plan for me, and if it was meant to be, it was going to be, and it just so happened to work out in my favor.
Heck yeah. I know it feels like you're struggling, but you had the third biggest week and projected are in the top 15 right now, so that's exciting. Glad to see
for
it.
For sure. Yeah, I'm just thankful I had a decent winter to kind of carry me a little bit, and I'm just looking forward to the next two months, and hopefully they're a big couple months.
So I've got a question about the old wives' tale. I don't know if you've heard it about what's fifth in the world after Cheyenne money is counted is what it's going to take to make the finals. Mm-hmm. And so that's $100,000. Do you think that that's true, or do you just not really worry about that kind of thing?
I mean, I think it's a good guideline. I'm going to say I wouldn't be surprised if it takes anywhere from 110 to 115 this year in the breakaway. to make it. I just think, you know, just looking at the numbers now and all the rodeos we still have to go to and the money to be won. And I mean, it's just a stacked group of ropers, first through, I mean, 40th in the world. It's crazy the amount of talent out there. And I mean, any day, any week, it could be any roper out there winning. Like, you never know. And it's just, you gotta kind of keep your head down and keep grinding.
Yeah, it is. I mean, somebody's on a heater for 2 weeks and then it switches and it's somebody else. It's a lot of fun to watch you all go out there because, like you said, it's just a stacked group of girls who can share rope and a lot of horsepower. It's a lot of fun. And I think the race towards the end of September is going to be really fun to watch.
For sure. Yeah, it's going to be a knife fight for sure.
So you said, you know, it was a big turnaround and it was finally, you trusted in God's plan and it was your turn and getting things turned around at Salt Lake, and not to put salt in your wounds, but then the Cheyenne short round did not go the way you wanted. So what do you do if, you know, what is your approach to, you've been down, you had a good one, and then just kind of not as lucky the very next day? Do you just...
Yeah. I mean, that's the definition of rodeo. I mean, you could be a hero one day and a zero the next. I mean, it's just a roller coaster out here. And, you know, I'm just, yeah, trying to stay on the high of the Salt Lake win. And you know, we got a hectic next 4 days. We're going to hit several rodeos. And, you know, you can't really look backwards. You got to look forward. And, just trust that whatever's meant to be, you know, is going to happen, and trust. That's my thing. I got to trust in my ability, my horse's ability, and stay confident in what, you know, we can do. And we're out here because, you know, we have the talent and ability, you know, but it's just, yeah, things have to go your way. And it's just, you got to ride the waves and, you know, when it's low, it's low, but you got to look up and, wait for it to turn around. That's definitely something I've been doing, is just waiting for the turnaround. It was there at Salt Lake, and then the very next day, like you said, it was a no time. It was no good at Cheyenne, but definitely looking forward. And I really like the Northwest and seem to have some luck out there the last few years, and so that's kind of what I got my eyes set on, is what's to come.
When you need a little bit of a boost on looking up and looking forward when you're riding the waves, you know, like you said, your traveling partner, Madison, you guys really lean on each other a lot, but who else do you call when you have to get your head straight again?
First and foremost, you know, who you travel with is huge. And Maddie's great. She's a great supporter and a great friend. And I like to think that I'm the same for her, and, you know, we just kind of cheer each other on. And, you know, I have great friends out here rodeoing too, that, you know, you just turn to and ask for any little bit of help that you know, if you need something. And, you know, my mom and dad are a great supporter, and my sister. I mean, I have so many people back home that are cheering me on and supporting me. And so I just, I got a lot of people back home that I look to when I'm struggling. My mom probably is the one that gets the most of it and hears me complain the most, but she definitely boosts my confidence and is there and listens to me. And then I got another great family that has been there for me through everything and through high school and stuff. And so I definitely rely on them too. And I the support system is never ending. I got so many great people that back me. So I can't even begin to name them all.
Yeah, I remember back when we were high school rodeoing together in Kansas, your parents, I mean, they were always, you guys made a really good team, and your sister and everybody. So it's fun to watch that unfold as we are in a different stage of life compared to the Kansas high school rodeo.
For sure. Yeah, I probably take them for granted every once in a while, but no, they're great, and they support me and cheer me on, so I couldn't ask for anything else.
Okay, last one. You said that you have a crazy 4 days. Walk me through what the next 4 days look like, and then wide picture what the last 2 months of the season are going to look like for you and Maddie.
Yeah, so the next few days, we are in Greeley, Colorado right now, and we are driving our rig to Castle Rock. We're leaving it there, and then we're flying to Idaho Falls and going to go to Idaho Falls and Preston Slack, which is tomorrow night. Both of them are that night. I think we're going to rope at Preston around midnight or so. And then after we rope in Preston, we're driving to Salt Lake City to the airport, which is about 3 hours. We're going to get on a flight at 5 a.m., fly it to Denver, and then get to Castle Rock just in time for Slack and to rope there. And because it's only a breakaway Slack tomorrow. I think it's breakaway and barrels. I'm not sure, but I think breakaway's first. Rope there. And then we are at Abilene, Kansas, same day, which is Thursday. And then we go Phillipsburg Friday night, Dodge Saturday, and then Dodge short round on Sunday. So, and then after that, we get a few days off. So we get to kind of catch our breath a little bit.
Heck yeah. When you leave your rig and your horses in one place and you fly out, for anybody who doesn't understand, what do you do when you, like, what horses do you ride? How do you find a horse to ride? Just walk through that for briefly.
Yeah, I mean, it's hectic, but Maddie's got two of her horses out here right now, and so we're sending her mare up to the Idaho rodeos, and she's generous enough to let me hop on her too, and so we'll both ride her up there. We sent her from Salt Lake up there with some friends, and so she's up there waiting on us right now, and then we got my horse and Maddie's second horse in our rig right now that'll be waiting on us in Castle Rock when we fly back, and then we'll actually wait for our friend's rig from up north to get to Castle Rock, and then we'll swap around because we got one of their horses in our rig. And so we'll swap theirs with Maddie's mare, and then we'll have everything lined back out from there, and then we'll head to the Kansas rodeos after that.
Okay, so it's just a lot of cowboys helping cowboys.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of people helping each other out here, and it takes a lot of planning, and Maddie's great at that. She likes to do it and is good at it, so I let her have at it. I'm not trying to fight her for it, and she does a great job, you know, planning and doing all that and getting the logistics figured out. So she always has a good plan for us.
Does she enter y'all too?
Yep, she does. She loves doing all that puzzle kind of piece stuff.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. Well, Miss Bo, I'll be done taking up your time. I really appreciate it. Unless there's something else that you want to say.
I think I've covered all of that's all you got for me.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, ma'am.
This episode was presented by Fastback Ropes. Visit fastbackropes.com to shop ropes and gear, find a retailer, or download the latest catalog. This has been another episode of the Breakaway Breakdown. Thanks for joining us.